Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
He's one of two people being called a hero after tackling a gunman at a gay club in Colorado Springs. Army veteran Rich Fierro says his military training kicked in.
I just know I got into mode and I needed to save my family. And that family was, at that time, everybody in that room.
Five people were killed and at least 17 wounded in the nightclub attack on Saturday night. The suspects in the hospital facing murder and hate crime charges. Just as Americans get ready for Thanksgiving, freight trains may grind to a halt. The AP's Norman Hull.
Consumers could see higher gas prices and shortages of some of their favorite groceries during the winter holiday season if railroads and all of their unions can't agree on new contracts by an early December deadline. The likelihood of a strike that could paralyze the nation's rail traffic grew on Monday when the largest of the 12 rail unions, which represents mostly conductors, rejected management's latest offer that includes a 24% raise. With four of the 12 unions holding out for a better deal, it might fall to Congress to impose one to protect the U.S. economy. I'm Norman Hall.
Here's some good news. The price of gas is down to $3.63 a gallon on average as many Americans get ready to hit the road for the holiday, 12 cents less than a week ago, but 23 cents higher than a year ago, says the AAA. Stock up on warm clothes and blankets. That's the advice from one of Ukraine's energy chiefs to residents as they get ready for what's expected to be a grim winter. Russia's been pounding the power grid in Ukraine, and rolling blackouts are expected through March. The death toll from an earthquake in Indonesia is rising. 268 people now known dead. Bodies are being found under collapsed buildings. This is AP News. Now to Iran and its nuclear program.
Iran says it's begun producing enriched uranium at 60% purity at its underground Fordow nuclear plant. Iran's official news agency described the step as a response to a recent resolution by the UN's nuclear watchdog, but did not elaborate. The increased enrichment is seen as a significant addition to the country's nuclear program. Enrichment to 60% purity is one short technical step away from weapons grade levels at 90%. Non-proliferation experts have warned in recent months that Iran now has enough 60% enriched uranium to reprocess its fuel for at least one nuclear bomb. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi is seriously concerned that Iran has still not engaged on the agency's probe into man-made uranium particles found at certain sites in the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
A big finale for a big winner in this year's season of Jeopardy! After running off a 40-game streak earlier this year, Amy Schneider capped off her 2022 by winning the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. But she needed a mix of knowledge and daring to pull off the victory as she engaged in a showdown with Andrew He, a player known for his huge bids on the show's daily doubles. Schneider led He by $1,400 going into Final Jeopardy. Both contestants got the right answer. Our American cousin, the play President Lincoln was attending when he was assassinated in 1885. But this time, Schneider made the bigger bet to win her third match in the Tournament of Champions and the $250,000 grand prize. I'm Oscar Wells-Gabriel.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Rountree. The U.S. began its World Cup group action Monday, playing to a draw. More from correspondent Denny Kapp.
The United States allows a late goal and plays to a 1-1 draw with Wales. Tim Weah opened the scoring for the U.S. in the 36th minute, taking a through ball from Christian Pulisic and tapping it in with the outside of his right foot. The USA dominated the opening 45 minutes, but Wales found life in the second half. Gareth Bale drew a penalty from Walker Zimmerman and scored the equalizer on a penalty kick in the 82nd minute. Serginho Dest, Tim Ream, and West Weston McKennie all received yellow cards as the United States settled for 1 point. The U.S. next squares off with Group B leader England on Friday.
On Monday Night Football in Mexico City, the 49ers rolled over Arizona 38-10. Jimmy Garoppolo with 228 yards and four touchdowns. San Francisco is now 6-4. Colt McCoy and Trace McSorley both played quarterback for injured Kyler Murray. They combined for 247 passing yards and two picks for 4-7 Arizona. In the NBA, the Bucks beat the Blazers 119-111 behind Giannis Antetokounmpo's 37 points in a physical win.
When I get hit, I kind of enjoy it. You know, I feel like I'm part in the game. I feel like I'm in the game. I'm locked in. I'm making plays. I'm being aggressive. I'm, you know, getting downhill, making plays for my teammates. And it's part of my game.
And on the ice, the Bruins got by the Lightning 5-3, a historic night for Boston forward Patrice Bergeron, who picked up his 1,000th career point with an assist.
It's a special game that you know, that gives you a lot. And obviously, you go through a lot of ups and downs, but at the end of the day, all you remember is really those memories, those friendships, and the guys you go to battle with. So it was a special moment.
And in college football, Virginia has canceled a second straight game in the wake of the shooting deaths of three of the team's players. Saturday's game between the Cavaliers and the Virginia Tech Hokies will not be played. I'm Josh Roundtree, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Court records show prosecutors are considering hate crimes charges in addition to five counts of murder for the 22-year-old suspect in the Colorado Springs nightclub shooting. The mother of bartender Daniel Aston, who was killed, says she doesn't understand the hatred against the LGBTQ community.
They don't hurt anybody. They're just normal folk. You know, most of them have day jobs.
There are questions about the suspect allegedly threatening his mother last year and if that could have been used to seize his weapons under Colorado's red flag law. Four people are dead after a hostage situation in Kingfisher County in northwest Oklahoma. One person survived. Guess who's back on Twitter? Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Last month, she blasted traditional media outlets.
Most of you in the media have been wrong about me. You've lied about me and assassinated my character to the American people.
Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, frequently said he thinks Twitter had become too restrictive. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake toppled buildings in Indonesia. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
People rushed into the streets, some covered in blood and white debris. Emergency workers have been treating the injured on stretchers outside main hospitals, on terraces, and in parking lots.
Consumers could start seeing higher gas prices and shortages of groceries if railroads don't reach a contract agreement with all 12 unions. Conductors rejected the new proposal, meaning Congress may have to step in to try to help protect the supply chain. President Biden's pardon to turkeys at the White House, chocolate and chip, continuing the annual pre-Thanksgiving tradition. He joked about the vote count for their fate.
There's no ballot stuffing. There's no foul play.
This is AP News. There's been a deadly crash in Massachusetts at an Apple store. Our Mike Hempen reports.
Investigators in Hingham haven't said whether they think the crash was accidental, but they have been interviewing the driver. The SUV crashed through the front door window of the Apple store, killing one person and injuring 16. Plymouth District Attorney Timothy Cruz says the vehicle went through the store's plate glass window and struck multiple people.
As many head to the kitchen for the Thanksgiving feast, a recent study reveals the oldest evidence of using fire to cook. It was the leftovers of a roasted carp dating back 780,000 years ago. Scientists think that learning to cook was a big step for evolution, helping early humans fuel their bigger brains. The study comes from a site in Israel where members of an extinct human species probably cooked fish over a fire. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
America's top diplomat has landed in Qatar to take in a World Cup match and hold talks as regional tensions remain high. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, a self-acknowledged great mediocre soccer player himself, will attend as America faces Wales at Ahmed bin Ali Stadium. Blinken will also hold crucial diplomatic talks with authorities in Qatar. Areas to be touched on are likely to include Iran's rapid advancement of its nuclear program and nationwide protests shaking the Islamic Republic. The visit comes as part of a strategic dialogue with Qatar, which also hosts some 8,000 American troops at the Al Udeid Air Base, a forward headquarters of the US's Military Central Command. Soccer organisation FIFA's threat of on-field punishment for players has forced World Cup teams to back down and abandon an anti-discrimination campaign aimed at host nation Qatar. The captains of seven European nations won't wear armbands supporting the One Love campaign in games after FIFA said the players would be shown yellow cards. The decision comes 3 days after beer sales at stadiums was suddenly banned under pressure from the Qatari government, and 2 days after the FIFA president's extraordinary tirade defending the host nation's human rights record. The climb down after the FIFA threats came hours before the captains of the England, Netherlands and Wales teams were due to wear the armbands in Monday's games. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Archie Zaralletta with an entertainment update. 'Cause there we are. Taylor Swift says Ticketmaster assured her team multiple times it could handle the demand for tickets to her The Eras tour. She told fans on Instagram, "It's excruciating to see mistakes with no recourse." Ticketmaster canceled Friday's general sale after its system was plagued by unprecedented demand and bot attacks during last Tuesday's pre-sale. How do I live? Songwriter Diane Warren finally got to thank the Academy. She's been nominated for 13 Oscars for songs like How Do I Live with zero wins. Warren was given an honorary Oscar on Saturday, as was actor Michael J. Fox and directors Uzane Palsy and Peter Weir. Love letters that Bob Dylan wrote to his high school girlfriend sold for $670,000. Auctioneer RR Auction says a Portuguese bookshop bought the 42 letters and plans to keep them together for fans and scholars to see. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, religious leaders urge awareness about the environment and climate change. But are the faithful listening? Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, sang and prayed as he and other religious leaders walked up Parliament Hill in London for what they called a climate repentance ceremony.
We're here as a group representing the major religions of the world, and we're here to support with our prayers and our thoughts the global leaders meeting for the COP27 conference right at the moment. We know that they need resources that are more than just human to deal with the crisis that's coming.
He was joined by leaders coming from Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist and Hindu faiths to proclaim 10 principles of climate repentance.
That is acknowledgement of where we've all as a human race fallen short, how we've got into this critical situation with our environment.
In the United States, a new Pew Research Center report published Thursday explores how religion intersects with views on the environment and climate change. The survey also looked at how Americans with different levels of religious commitment and religious backgrounds express a sense of duty to protect the environment. The poll says that most U.S. adults consider the earth sacred and believe God gave humans a duty to care for it. But highly religious Americans are far less likely than other U.S. adults to express concern about warming temperatures worldwide.
Part of our responsibility is to, while we enjoy the earth, we should also take care of the earth.
Faisal Abdul Raf is an American Sufi imam and social activist.
We felt it was necessary for us to add our voice and to raise our voices.
At the London Climate Repentance event, Rabbi Alon Goshen Gottstein says he organized the ceremony to send an uplifting message.
And if it does have the capacity to deliver the message, then I very much hope that people will be inspired enough to think, because people are so bombarded with information, so bombarded with messages. So we're trying an alternative approach. Open their hearts, give them inspiration, off to the same end.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.